Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you're joining us for a lesson called Managing Difficult Workers. All right, we're going to be looking more at that word difficult in our lesson. But sometimes it's true. Sometimes it's hard to work with other people. Sometimes their behavior makes it difficult to work with them. What kinds of behavior make it difficult to work with the people that you know? Carolyn?
Well, there are a lot of different things. Maybe they always have a bad attitude. It doesn't matter what happens, it's always something bad or negative, and they just look at the glass half empty instead of half full.
Okay, that could be one problem. I could think of another problem. Maybe some people just think they know all of the answers. And they don't listen to anything that anybody else says. And so it's really hard to communicate with them or to present your ideas. It can be difficult working with those kinds of people. Well, there are many different kinds of behavior that make it difficult to work with people. Right now we're getting started in our lesson, Managing Difficult Workers.
Managing difficult workers. Dealing with difficult workers can be difficult.
Hi, Uncle Bob. Can I ask your opinion on something?
Sure. My door is always open.
You know, I hired a few employees last month, right?
Yes, I remember. How are they working out?
In two cases, just fine. Better than fine, actually. Terry and Angela are great.
But...
Well, in Ralph's case, things aren't so good.
What's the problem?
He definitely has the requisite skills. In fact, he's quite talented. But I'm having a problem with his attitude.
I see.
For starters, he calls at the last minute to say he can't come in. Then when he does come in, he's chronically late.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Finding the right person for the job is harder than it sounds. Today, we'll join Uncle Bob and Ben for a discussion on how to deal with difficult employees. Let's take a look at our keywords for the day before we begin. Requisite. Requisite is an adjective. You need the requisite documents to open a bank account. Chronically. Chronically is an adverb. Jane seems to be chronically sick. She's always coughing. Dubious. Dubious is an adjective. He had some dubious reason for not studying. Terminate. Terminate is a verb. James was terminated for not doing his job properly. Your more information word is ground. Ground is a noun. Let's dive right in.
Well, it does sound like there is a little bit of a problem with one of the employees, but let's go up to the beginning of the lesson. Dealing with difficult workers can be difficult. Now, this is a lesson on how to deal with difficult workers, and it's interesting to see a person being described as difficult. So let's take a look at that word for a minute. Gabe, what does it mean if a person is difficult?
Well, this basically means that they are difficult to work with or difficult to be around. It's true, usually we think of a situation as being difficult, like maybe your homework is difficult. But you can use this word to describe people as well, those who are just hard to be around, difficult to be around.
That's right. Well, continuing on, last month, Ben hired new employees for his company. So, yes, if you remember from our lesson last month, Ben was going to hire some employees because he needed some help with his business. Now, how do we continue, Gabe?
All right, well, this month he needs advice on dealing with employee problems. So, he hired somebody, but every time you hire somebody, you're not sure how it's going to work out. Sure enough, there are problems with his new employees.
That's right. And Uncle Bob had warned him that he would be facing some new challenges if he decided to bring on new people into his company.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's start our conversation. Would you like to be Ben or Uncle Bob?
Can I be Uncle Bob today?
Okay, sure. That means I will be Ben, so I get to start. Hi, Uncle Bob. Can I ask your opinion on something?
A great question. Great question there, Ben. Asking someone's opinion on something. That means you're just asking for their opinion. You can ask the same question. Can I ask your opinion on something or opinion about something? Great. Okay, here's Uncle Bob. Oh, sure. My door is always open.
Oh, wow. Your door is always open?
Yeah.
That's kind of an interesting phrase, really. You left your door open all the time?
No, Carolyn.
No?
You know what? I think that Steve and Ken should probably help explain this phrase in the information cloud.
Sounds like a good idea. Let's do that now.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, friends. You must be wondering, why is Uncle Bob's door always open? I mean, Ken, why doesn't he just shut it?
Well, I'm sure he shuts it sometimes, but my door is always open is actually an expression that means you should feel free to go to a person to discuss any issues that may come up anytime without hesitation.
Right. You can imagine if the door of someone's office is always open, you can simply walk right in and talk to the person inside anytime you feel like it.
And that's talking about the door being open in a physical sense. However, when used as an expression, my door is always open is idiomatic, meaning I'm accessible. You can always feel free to approach me and talk to me.
This expression is especially useful if you're a boss or a teacher. You can say to either your employees or students, "My door is always open." It basically means that you will always be there for them if they need you.
In the business world, we sometimes talk about an open door policy, which is a management style that encourages employees to ask questions, share opinions or concerns with members of senior management.
Right. An open door policy promotes communication within businesses and helps lower level employees feel more comfortable about approaching their superiors.
什么叫做 My door is always open, 我的大门永远是敞开, 这句话呢, 是一个主管或老师可以对他的属下或学生讲的, 意思就是, 我办公室的门从来不会关上, 有什么问题, 尽管问, 可以直接来找我, 不必有所顾忌。 因此呢, 很多的公司行号会采用所谓的 open door policy, 开放门户政策。 在这个政策之下, 任何员工有问题的时候可以直接找高阶主管讨论他的问题。 员工可以提出不仅是个人的抱怨, 也可以提出任何对公司相关的意见。 一个组织如果采用open door policy, 就能够提供多元的沟通管道。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Well, thank you, guys. I am very glad to know that Uncle Bob did not actually leave his door open, that he is just very happy and willing to talk to Ben at any time. Now, I think I have the next line as Ben. You know, I hired a few employees last month, right?
Yes, I remember. How are they working out? I'd like to interrupt myself here. How are they working out? Well, you can ask this question. If something is working out, that means it implies there's a result of some kind. So you made a decision, and of course there's a result or consequence. You can find out what the consequences are by asking this question, how is that working out? So, how is that working out?
Oh, well, and yes, that does mean that what is happening now after you've made that decision, and talking about hiring employees. In two cases, just fine. Better than fine, actually. Terry and Angela are great.
But...
Ooh, yes, you see that but there? There is obviously something not quite right because only two of the employees he hired are working out great.
That's right. Of course, as we could see earlier, Ben was probably a little negative. Uncle Bob could probably tell. He could sense it. And then so Ben is sharing something positive here. Two employees are great, but he's not finished yet. That's why Uncle Bob says, but, so you can kind of do that too when you're speaking with your friend.
Well, I will continue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in Ralph's case, things aren't so good.
Interesting. In Ralph's case. So we've seen this word case here. In two cases, just fine. But in Ralph's case, things aren't so good. So a case here means a situation. In this situation, things aren't so fine. Uncle Bob says, what's the problem?
He definitely has the requisite skills. Ooh, that is a great word. The word requisite, it is from our word bank. It means that something is required in order to complete a task or a job.
All right, so required, or they are the necessary skills. You have the requisite skills for working at our company. Please come and join us. This reminds me of another word that I saw when I was in school, actually, the word prerequisite, P-R-E, and then the word requisite. That means you needed to already have completed something or already taken some kind of class before you can take this class. It's a prerequisite course.
That's right. So you might have to take some prerequisite classes for upper level math.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make sure you have all of those requisite skills in math before you can take advanced mathematics. Well, continuing. In fact, he's quite talented, but I'm having a problem with his attitude.
I see. So Uncle Bob understands, but what does Ben say?
For starters, he calls at the last minute to say he can't come in. Then, when he does come in, he's chronically late.
Okay, let's look at that word from our word bank. Chronically. If you are chronically something, that means it happens a lot or frequently. But unlike the word frequently, chronically is usually a negative thing. So of course, being late is not good. If someone is chronically late, that means they're always late.
Well, we do not want to be chronically late or late at all for the language lab where Michelle is going to teach us something great.
Hi everyone, Michelle. 这篇文章的重点，我们来看的是 requisite 这个形容词。requisite 在这里是指需要的或者是必要的。例如 ，She doesn't have the requisite qualifications for this position. 她没有担任这份工作所需要的资格。或者是 ，Determination is a quality requisite to a professional athlete. 决心是成为职业运动员所需要的特质。Requisite 也可以当名词，意思就是指必备的条件。例如 ,The ability to speak English is one requisite for the job. 说英语的能力是这份工作的必备条件之一。几乎我们看的是 chronically 这个副词。CHRON 这个字根有时间的意思，所以 chronically 是指长期地或者是习惯性地。例如 ,The old lady is chronically ill and can't leave the house. 这位老太太长期患病而且没有办法离开房子。她的形容词是字尾去掉 ally 变成 chronic, 意思是长期的或慢性的。例如 ,George suffers from chronic back pain. George 长期为背痛所苦。
In today's lesson, we're joining Uncle Bob and Ben. Of course, Uncle Bob is always happy to see Ben, and Ben's happy to see his uncle too, but Ben is not happy about a situation at work. As we know, he hired some employees. Two of these employees are great, but one has some problems. One of those problems is that he is chronically late. He's frequently late. That's not a good thing. Let's continue to see how this conversation plays out.
Managing difficult workers.
Did you talk to him about it?
Sure, but he always has some dubious excuse. And there are other problems, too.
Like what?
He won't follow instructions, so other people often have to redo his work.
That is a problem. So, what are you going to do?
Well, I know I have grounds to terminate him, but I can't help but feel that might not be the best solution.
Go on.
It's just that I put so much effort into hiring him, and I really do need the help.
Well, it sounds like Ben is having a bit of a conflict and can't decide what to do. Now, Gabe, I think Uncle Bob has the first line here.
Of course. Did you talk to him about it?
Sure. But he always has some dubious excuse.
Excellent. Excellent. You said one of our word bank words. Dubious. I love this word. Dubious. If something is dubious, that means it is questionable. Or maybe you have reason to doubt about something.
That's right. So you're not quite sure if it is true. So here, if Ralph has a dubious excuse, then Ben doesn't always believe the reasons he gives for being late.
It's true. Well, other things can be dubious as well. Maybe someone has a questionable reputation. They have a dubious reputation. Some of the things they do aren't very good.
That's right. Well, I think I can continue with Ben's line. And there are other problems, too.
Like what?
Oh, he won't follow instructions, so other people often have to redo his work.
That does sound like a problem. If you have people working for you, your employees, of course, it's important that they follow instructions or directions to do what you want them to do. But this guy is not doing that, so other people have to redo his work. What does that mean, to redo something?
Well, it means to do it again. So you see that R-E means to repeat something usually. And if you have to redo it, then that is kind of a waste of money because Ben has hired Ralph to do a job. And if he's not doing it the way he's supposed to, and someone else has to go back and fix it or do it all over again, then it seems like there's really no point in having Ralph as an employee.
That's true. So Uncle Bob says that is a problem. So what are you going to do?
That is a good question. And Ben has his response. Well, I know I have grounds to terminate him, but I can't help but feel that might not be the best solution.
Interesting. I like this. Okay, so Ben is trying to see something good in Ralph. But Uncle Bob, of course, realizes that Ben has responsibilities. He has to do something, okay? Ben says he knows he has grounds to terminate Ralph. If you have grounds for something, that means you have good reasons to do something.
That's right. So he has a good reason to terminate Ralph. If he's paying him to do a job and the job isn't getting done the way it should be, that is a pretty good reason. Now, there's also another word in that sentence from our word bank. Terminate. To terminate here does not mean to end or get rid of, but it does mean to fire someone. So I guess you could say you could get rid of an employee, terminate their contract so that they are no longer working there.
That's right. It's a very proper or official way to say fire, to terminate someone's contract. Okay, so maybe Ben has to be a terminator here. He will terminate Ralph's contract. But he doesn't think that's the best solution. Before we continue this conversation, let's learn something about this sentence with Liz in the grammar gym.
Hello, friends. friends, my name is Liz, and thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. We find this statement in today's business startup article. But I can't help but feel that might not be the best solution. That's our grammar tip sentence, and it just means that the speaker really feels that might not be the best solution, even if he tries not to feel that way. Notice the phrase in the sentence, can't help but verb. We use this phrase when we want to talk about how someone's thoughts or feelings are a certain way, and there is no way he or she can change it. For example, Clarence's homework is not in his book bag, and he can't help but wonder if it is at home. Or, even though Wanda insists she is too sick to work, her boss can't help but think she is lying to him. If you'd like to see some more example sentences, they are available in today's grammar tips section in your magazine. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Well, Ben can't help but feel that maybe terminating Ralph is not the best solution. Uncle Bob?
Go on.
Thank you. It's just that I put so much effort into hiring him, and I really do need the help.
Yes, I know. Ben does need help. That's why he hired some new employees. He put a lot of effort into this. Let's take a look at that phrase. Earlier this year, we talked about a phrase to put thought into something. That means you were thoughtful when you did something. Here we see putting effort into something. That means it was a lot of work. You put a lot of work into doing something. For example, you could say, I put a lot of effort into my project for school.
That's right. So you worked really hard to complete it, and maybe it turned out great. But for Ben, his hard work in hiring Ralph did not turn out so good. Now, it's time for us to learn something new with Michelle in the Language Lab.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 dubious 这个形容词。Dubious 是指令人起疑的或者是含糊不清的。例如 the suspect's dubious testimony made him sound even more suspicious. 这名嫌犯含糊不清的证词让他听起来更加的可疑。Dubious 也是指令人不放心的。例如 we're dubious about cooperating with this new company. 我们对于要和这家新公司合作觉得有些不放心。所以我们看的是 terminate 这个动词。TRM 这个字根有界限或期限的意思，所以 terminate 在这里是指解雇。例如 the boss had no choice but to terminate William because he never showed up on time. William 从来没有准时上班过，老板不得不解雇他。Terminate 也指使结束或终止。例如 the team terminated the contract with this pitcher. 这支球队和这位投手解除了合约。And let's see what our teachers are up to.
Well, today we've been listening to a conversation between Ben and his Uncle Bob about some problems that Ben is having with one of his employees. He's a bit of a difficult person to deal with, and he isn't always doing his job the way he should be. Now, I wonder, have you ever had to work with someone that is very difficult? Gabe, have you ever had to work with a difficult person?
Are you serious, Carolyn? That's the question you have for us at the end of our lesson? That's a really silly question. I'm not going to answer it.
Gabe, are you okay? You're being kind of difficult.
Well, of course I'm okay. You're calling me difficult? I'm a difficult person?
Well, your reaction is not very positive. You don't have a very good attitude.
Okay, let me try this again. All right. Have I ever worked with a difficult person? No. How's that?
Well, that's better, but you still need to work on your attitude. Well, I hope that you will join us again tomorrow for more on our lesson, Managing Difficult Workers, here on Studio Classroom.